Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you from Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm going to read to you verses 18 and 22 and talk to you about a better mountain. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse 18. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness, and darkness, and tempest. Now verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. When police want to keep people from going into an area, they use special tape, often yellow tape, used to mark off the area. It says, police line, do not cross. And that means you should stay out. When Israel came to Mount Sinai, it was as if God told them to put yellow tape all around the mountain saying, God's holy line, do not cross. That's the idea behind the statement. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire. You see, Exodus chapter 19, beginning at verse 10, explains what it was like when Israel came to Mount Sinai. The mountain was fenced off, and there was no trespassing on pain of death. They were commanded to wash their clothes and abstain from sexual relations. There was thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud. There was the sound of a trumpet calling forth the nation to meet with God. There was more smoke, like a furnace, and earthquakes. Then the trumpet sounded long until Moses spoke, and God himself answered from heaven. God spoke to Israel from Sinai, but warned them in every way possible to stay away. Now, back in Exodus chapter 19, Israel got the message. Hebrews chapter 12 even tells us that they begged Moses to keep a distance between them and God. They wanted the experience to stop, not to continue. They were genuinely afraid, but this fear did not succeed in promoting holiness among the people of Israel. It did not succeed in changing the heart of Israel. 40 days later, they worshiped a golden calf and said that it was the God that brought them out of Egypt. But the text in Hebrews 12 has good news for us. Our relationship with God does not have to be like the coming to Mount Sinai. We can come to God at a different mountain, Mount Zion. Our relationship with God is not modeled after Israel's experience on Mount Sinai. We come to God's other mountain, Zion, the name of the hill upon which Jerusalem sits. So consider these contrasts between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. Mount Sinai was marked by fear and terror. Mount Zion is a place of love and forgiveness. Mount Sinai is in the desert. Mount Zion is the city of the living God. Mount Sinai spoke of earthly things. Mount Zion speaks of heavenly things. At Mount Sinai, only Moses was allowed to draw near to God. But at Mount Zion, an innumerable company, a general assembly, is invited to draw near. Mount Sinai was characterized by guilty men in fear. Mount Zion features just men made perfect. At Mount Sinai, Moses was the mediator. At Mount Zion, Jesus is the mediator. Mount Sinai brings an old covenant, which was ratified by the blood of animals, but Mount Zion brings a new covenant, which is ratified by the blood of God's precious Son. Mount Sinai was all about exclusion, keeping people away from the mountain. But Mount Zion, it's all about invitation. Mount Sinai is about law, but Mount Zion is all about grace. We should be very thankful that God did not leave mankind at Mount Sinai. We should be thankful that even as God met Moses at Mount Sinai, Jesus stands ready to meet all mankind at Mount Zion. After all, Calvary, the place where Jesus was crucified, it stands on Mount Zion. Think about those words. But you have come to Mount Zion. The lesson is plain. We shouldn't come to Mount Zion as if we came to Mount Sinai. So put away your hesitation and get bold in coming to God. By a relationship of love and faith, the work of Jesus opens up privileged access to God. Today, you can take advantage of that access and meet with your Heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.